Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast once again. You're hearing this first on 12 Ounce Sports Radio. I'm Trey Gonzalez of All Sports Best here with wide receiver Nate Terry from Florida Atlantic University. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I've got tons of questions for you. You've had quite the experience in college. You went to a really cool college in a great location, and you've experienced some, you know, your latest coach definitely has headlines around him too. So you've got a lot, you know, that you've prepared for, especially going into what you're preparing for next, which is the NFL. So I'm going to first start off by asking you, you know, what was Homestead, Florida like for you? And can you tell me about home?
Back home in Florida City, it was just a home to me. It was a community. My family from my mom and dad's side, they were well known around the community, and then so it was easy to, from middle school going to high school, where everybody already knew from my last name where I was the Terrys, and then knew my mom for all the athletic stuff, because both my parents were athletic, so they were in football. My mom was in volleyball, she did basketball, my dad did track, so they're all well known. And then it was like a good community, a small community that everybody known each other around. Their kids end up going up there, and then we all like grew up together. So it was a very wholesome town, and I loved it a lot.
When did you hit your growth spurt to make it to 6'7" tall?
I would say my growth spurt didn't really start shooting until where I could get to 6'7" was high school, I'll say, because I had a best friend when I was in middle school named Jose. We were the same height. He was like 6'2", I was like 6'1". He was a little taller than me, and we were in middle school. We knew we were going to go to the same high school together. Next thing you know, over summer, everybody did their thing, and then when we all came together for high school, we saw each other the next day, and next thing you know, I was taller than him. He's like, yo, what the heck?
Yeah.
And I was right there. I was like 6'3", 6'4". And then as high school kept going on, I kept growing like inch by inch. I didn't really know it, so, but everybody was close to really didn't notice it well, because they always know I was just tall.
Right.
But then people like outside of when I meet them or whatever, they're like, holy cow, how tall are you? And then finally, like, you know, when you go to doctors and get checked out for physicals and stuff, and they tell you, like, I was like, yeah, 6'7", so.
Wow.
Just, yeah.
Were you the tallest guy at your high school?
Yes, okay. I was.
And how tall are your parents?
My dad is 6'4", and my mom she's tall for a Mexican, so she's 5'8", I think.
Okay. Very cool. Well, yeah, I mean, because that's definitely something to notice, and people are going to be looking at that, scouts, people that are recruiting you for their team in the NFL, and they're going to see 6'7", and just a physical guy. And I know that we've talked about this before we started this interview, but you model your game after, you said, Chad Johnson, correct?
Calvin, yes,
Johnson.
Sir.
Calvin Johnson, and that's because of your height and because of your physicality, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so first off, did that physicality and, you know, using your size and everything, did that start in high school? I mean, I noticed that you won a state championship in high school.
Yes.
Was that a big part of it?
Yes, it was, because as in high school too, I was utilized in college, where I was like a tight end, flex, receiver. I'll be a receiver. I'll do multiple positions. And just what my coaches and all of them told me, like, look, there's nobody going to be as big and as tall as you. So you just got to go out there and out physical them, out muscle and stuff like that. And, you know, I'll smart them as well. But it's just my frame, my size. There was nobody like me like that in high school, and also in college when I was in tight end or I was in a slot receiver, and the backers, they couldn't. It was a mixed match because my high end, and also I have more speed on top of them.
Yeah, absolutely. At what point in high school did you decide you wanted to play D1 football?
Just the beginning of high school freshman year when I made the team, and when I made the team, and then I just kept working on my craft. Saw football was great, and then I was like, I already knew from there it wasn't really like I knew I wanted to get to college. I knew football is a sport I love, so it was a way, and I wasn't bad at it, so I was like, football is a way that can get me to where I want to go, and plus I'm going to have fun doing it. So I already knew right away I wanted to go play football in college.
When you decided that you wanted to play football in college, was it at that moment that you said, you know, my ultimate goal is the NFL, or did you think, you know, I'm going to get that education first?
The household with my mom was always taught just, the education is a great thing. You know, NFL is not always going to be there, or NFL is not a shot that most athletes get in college. So I always, NFL will be a prize, like a prize just to go to, just be a part of the organization. It'll be a prize to go. But then also I was mainly focusing on getting my education, getting my diploma, knowing that nobody could ever take that away from me.
Right. Absolutely. So I'm going to just kind of go off script right now. And just because I know we're talking about your height and everything like that, it's awesome. Yes. First off,
how tall is a door?
Does that mean you have to duck when you're going in doorways?
Yeah. You know, there's always a time where, even though if I really don't have to duck to get in the door, it just have to, because you ever go into like a small room and then you just feel like you're too close to the ceiling or too close to something. So you like, you just itch your head. You're like, notch your head down a little.
Uh-huh.
It became a habit where I don't even realize it. And people just look at me and laugh like, yo, you are so tall. You just got to bend your head to get in. And I was like, oh yeah.
I mean, I don't have that problem often, but yeah, I can imagine. You know, and then basing off of the same thing, I mean, height, you can dunk, correct?
Yes.
So what's the coolest dunk you've ever done on a basketball court?
I would say the coolest dunk I ever did was, a 360 midair and then dunk.
Dang. That's sweet.
I say just playing around with my friends and stuff like that. That was the coolest one I ever did.
All right, back to football. What made you decide to become an Owl at FAU?
Well, I was getting looked at by FAU when I was a junior. I was a junior in high school, and I was also getting looked at by other colleges. But my main concern and reason was I just really wanted to stay at home down in Florida. I wanted to stay. I really didn't want to leave the state, and so FAU was like the number one choice for me at the time. And because I heard like Hawaii was really far, and Marshall was far as well, so I already had my mindset staying in Florida. So that's what made me choose FAU.
All right, Bet. So your freshman year, you show up, you're given a jersey, you get to play your true freshman year, and
yes,
you get a chance. Your first game, number 2 ranked Alabama. What was that like?
It was a sight to see. Like it's amazing atmosphere. Just my first game when just going out there and warming up with the guys, and we were in playing Nebraska, and I was just like, wow, like to be at the stadium that we're at, and then next thing you know, going to the game, seeing the atmosphere that they have, it was amazing. And then next thing you know, the next game when it was against Alabama. I was just like, and then when I was traveling with the team and they put me in for a play, and I was like, wow, like I'm playing college football.
Yeah,
it's Alabama right now. It was great.
It was were the fans electric? Was the stadium lit a little bit better? What's so different?
Even if it was playing us at the time, you know, being not really known like Alabama, but just playing us, the fans were. It sounds just going crazy loud. There's no drop off really to it.
What was it like to eventually play for Lane Kiffin? Because I know that, you know, before he came, it wasn't as big. I mean, obviously it was still big, but he comes, this atmosphere completely changes. you know, what was different?
Yeah, it was just Lane Kiffin being a big name as he is, it just brought a lot of media attention to FAU, knowing that internally as players, as all of us, we saw each other as family, and it was sad to see our former coach, Coach Rogers, leave, but we knew that that our performance level was the best ever at FAU, that we knew that we had all the tools to be a top team, that we had all the players to make everything happen. It just didn't happen at the time that Coach Rogers was there. So when Lane came, it was just, we all knew that we had to stick together as a family and keep grinding, knowing that we had stuff that we wanted to accomplish. And then Lane Kiffin, on top of that, just bringing more media attention, more like Jazz and all that stuff to the name of FSU. We're like, okay, now we got somebody top tier. That is our head coach, and he's going to bring people that been in facilities and been in systems where they did big things at their college. So it was just all that together, all the media, all that stuff put together, just knowing that we were going to stick as family, and then having when Lane brought in Wilson Love, our crazy strength coach,
uh-huh,
like, just came as a family, and that we just that's what changed the culture around there.
So your chemistry was outstanding. The locker room atmosphere was great.
Yeah, we are always big on family. All the hardships that we've been through together, even if the new guys, they knew how the older guys felt, and it was a daily thing to talk to us and knew how each one felt. Why we grind so hard? Why are we working so hard? It's because everybody always has their doubts about FAU and stuff like that. So we wanted to show that we wanted to go against the world. It was us against the world, and we're going to show them that we are a top team.
What was the biggest perk of playing for Florida Atlantic?
The biggest what?
The biggest perk, like the biggest, you know, maybe uniforms or equipment or location. What was the best part of it?
I'll say the best part is just location areas. Boca Raton, beach is like 5 miles away. It's a great, great place. A lot of stuff to do. A lot more than my hometown. And it's a fancy place. It's a fancy place in Boca. There's a lot of stuff I visited, like the melting pot, iPic, and all this other stuff that I would never experience being down back home in Homestead. So it was a great experience being in Boca.
I'm going to jump off real quick because we're talking about the perks of playing there. You know, what is your stance on college players possibly getting paid soon?
I'm sorry, the college players what?
Getting paid to play.
Oh, college players getting paid to play. I mean, I feel like everybody said all the time, there's always this speculation as well, like why college players should get played by just regular students and stuff like that, or why is it like that? But I mean, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Right.
So I feel like it's a just amount just to pay the college athletes and stuff like that, knowing that they do have hard times and hardships where you're staying up late, past 1 o'clock and stuff, knowing that you got to wake up at 5:30 in the morning so you can get ready for practice. So, and then after practice, you know, and that you got to put an extra little study time before your exam or something like that. So it's a lot of pressure, stress, and time management that goes in with being a college athlete.
Definitely. That's a good point. What has been your go-to activity outside of football?
Go-to activity outside of football is hanging with my family and going fishing.
Really?
I really wasn't really a fishing guy until I got up to Boca and I started working. I mean, I've been a few times when I was little with one of my hometown friends that we were really close with, and our families are close with together, and I went fishing with him one time, and it was great. But yeah, being up here and going fishing on my own is just relaxing, chilling, and it's really cool.
Is it just for relaxation, or are you actually good? Let's be honest here.
No, I'm actually good so far. As much as I went, I caught a fish so far. So I haven't not came up short when I went fishing.
All right, we're going to get a little bit more, closer to the topic on football, and that is, what would you bring to an NFL team that could give you extra value?
What can I bring to? I can bring just adjustable player, like a dynamic player, where I know I learned from being in a tight end position, knowing being in the box, knowing the fronts and stuff, and going from being in the box to the slot position, knowing where the backers are going to be, knowing the depth, knowing the blocking, how the schemes are set, and then going and transitioning that to outside receiver. So I could be dynamic in the red zone, a red zone a lot, primarily with my height alone, but just the knowledge that I know, and then the knowledge that I know that if I go to the next level, which they can teach me, and then also just the advantage that I have over everybody, that I'm just a player that you can move me around and then create the mismatch that you want, that a team is just looking like, oh crap, like how is this going to happen? How are we going to cover this guy?
How are you preparing to show what you've got?
I'm training down in Miami. Take a commute there every day. I work in a facility called Equinox. I work with a personal trainer of mine that also I know from back home. And just working on my game, just working on my quickness, my speed, and a little my strength, because my major strength right now, because I can catch the ball really well.
Okay. Very cool. And your position requires, many hours, tons of hours of skill work. What are some of your favorite training workouts that require, skills, maybe hands or footwork?
I like a lot with the ladder. I know it's like old or it's maybe basic, whatever, but just a ladder, working on your footwork there, and then breaking down, and then running to the sideline, and then just reaching out, knowing that you got to drag 2 feet in. I enjoy that a lot. I like that drill that I do sometimes a lot.
Are you able to train with other, hopeful NFL prospects, or are you kind of doing it? Is it your own thing?
I'm kind of doing my own thing right now. I am trying to set up some things where I do train with other NFL players, or they come around NFL prospects.
Very cool. What excites you the most about your next step in your journey?
Just being the next step of my life. You go to college, you did all what you had to do in college, and now it's just moving on to life. It's just your next step. It scares people most of the time, which is good, but I'm excited to see what life got in store for me.
Have you had any talks with certain NFL teams, or has it just kind of been a general feel from the NFL? How's that kind of working out right now?
I just have been having a general feel for the NFL. I talked to a few NFL teams just from my agent giving me a contact with them and stuff like that. So it's just a general feel right now.
What was your favorite NFL team growing up?
My favorite NFL team growing up is the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, I'm not gonna stick you to one team and say this is your favorite team. Obviously, you'd probably play for any team, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
Except for the Giants. No, I'm just kidding. What made you become a Dallas Cowboys fan?
From my dad. My dad. We grew up liking both Dallas. He's a Dallas fan, and then also being from Miami, also at the sport, the Miami Dolphins. But just when it was Tony Romo's era, just having him on the field, just watching him, I like the style that the team had. I like the colors of the team, the star, and then I just stuck with it.
Very cool. If you could choose, maybe a couple of quarterbacks that you would love to catch passes from in the NFL, who would they be?
Um, I would say Tony Romo, because, I mean, that would be pretty cool to catch some balls from Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else?
There's quite a few elite quarterbacks, there's no doubt.
No, yeah. Dang, I don't know why I forgot his name right now. It's easy to remember. The Patriots.
Tom Brady?
Yeah, of course, Tom Brady. That was cool to see.
Very cool.
Cool to have some balls thrown from him. Very cool. Peyton Manning when he was in the time.
For sure. So you're just talking about legend. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know about Tony Romo being a legend, but I'm just kidding.
Well, not Tom. being the Cowboys, man, you gotta give me just, dude. But not just being a Cowboys fan, growing up with Tony Romo, it would definitely be great to catch a ball from him.
What's the funniest moment you experienced in football?
The funniest moment I experienced in football?
Yes, sir.
I would say just the game against Miami. Just the trick play I ran where we were in the red zone and I was at tight end position and it was a trick play where I pretend to cut the defensive end and I fall down and I just like it looks like I'm just flopping on the ground like I tripped or something and then just wait a few seconds and then pop right back up and dang. sneak off to the left. And then got a touchdown on it. It was great. It was a great feel.
Whose play was call
really
was
fun.
That?
It was really fun. It was at a time when we had an offensive coordinator, Coach Wright.
Uh huh.
And yeah, it was play called Dirty Bird.
Dirty and, Bird.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had a play called Dirty Bird, and it was really funny. But yeah, that was the funniest moment in the game. For me, football.
What about the funniest moment you had outside of football? Maybe a college experience.
College experience, I'll say the funniest moment for me was I had this one class that I was going to. I was going to the wrong classroom, and I've been to four classroom sessions prior to not like just thinking that this is where we meet and stuff like that. And just by the fourth time, I was just like, the professor said something. I was like, hold up. That makes no sense of what I read on my email. And then I was just looking confused. I was like, okay. And it's like mid-class to just walk right out. I'm like, okay.
That's got to be a little bit harder for a guy at 6'7" than it might be for, say, you know, somebody under 6 foot to sneak out of a class.
Yeah, because sometimes when I like sit in the front of the class, I have to use the restroom or something, and the projector's just right there, and I have to walk, and you can see my shadow just walking clearly across the screen. I'm like, oh yeah.
What are some of your biggest advantages outside of sports alone that your height can come into play?
Big advantages can grab things from the top shelf.
Yeah.
Being with some of my roommates, I see that is a huge problem where they have to use a stool.
Okay.
Let's see. What am I? When every time we go to like a big like event or a concert with a lot of friends, or it's we go to a club or something, and I'm like the tallest one there, so I can see where everybody's at. I know where everybody is. I don't have that problem where like I can't find nobody. Like all I gotta do is really just stand tall, and then I can like, oh, they're right. My friend's right there, or they like it's like a beacon where they can see me, and they're like, there's Nate. All right, yeah, we're gonna go over there.
So the place to be at a concert's on your shoulders, then.
What happened?
I said the place to be at a concert's probably on your shoulders, then, right?
Of course, yeah.
Where do you want to be in 5 years?
In 5 years? In 5 years, I would like to say that I would like to be either still, if I get the chance, still playing in the NFL, or if not, 5 years, I would like to be right here in Boca, trying to pursue my career that I want to do, which is firefighter, Go through EMT training and then try to try to find a place in Boca, because I do like this place a lot, and I do like the city a lot, and then try to find a fire department up here.
Is there an ideal location that you would like to end up in the NFL, or is it just kind of a, you know, wherever you end up, you will take?
Wherever I end up, I'll take, because, you know, you really can't be too picky with all that.
Right, no doubt. Just for the kids at home, you know, listening, or even just guys, you know, people growing up, going to college here pretty soon, or, you know, in high school now, how important is education?
Education is very important. No matter what you do, no matter if you're playing sports or if you think sports is going to be there forever, it's not. Everything has an end, but the education, that diploma, everything you get, you graduate high school, graduate middle school, graduate college, they can't take that away from you. Knowing that you have a diploma, that they can't take that education aspect away from you.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to do this thing called Rapid Fire that is sponsored by Kaleidoscope's Ice Cream War Constructors, Inc., Albertson's Market, and Bowen Insurance. I'd like to once again thank 12 Ounce Sports Radio for having, you know, helping us set this interview up. Are you ready for Rapid Fire?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Number one, favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate.
Favorite soft drink?
Mango, cranberry mango.
All right. And what is that? What is cranberry mango?
It's just a mango drink.
Okay, got you. Sounds organic. Favorite number?
5.
Favorite superhero?
Black Panther.
Nice. Favorite or what is your social media handle for those at home?
Social media handle, Twitter is FAU Terry 80.
Okay.
And Instagram is The Great 80.
Sweet. Perfect.
And then Facebook is Nate Terry.
Gotcha. All right. And then favorite food?
Favorite food, Chinese food.
All right. Do you have a favorite specific item?
Fried rice and bourbon chicken.
Solid. Favorite TV series?
Game of Thrones.
What about movie?
Favorite movie. I'll say Black Panther.
Okay. Favorite NFL player?
Chad Johnson.
Biggest strength?
What happened?
Biggest strength? Yes, sir.
Hand-eye coordination. Or tight, I'll say. One of those two.
Okay. Hidden talent.
Oh, I can vibrate my eyes.
Okay, nice. Where does that come in handy?
You know, just cool trick. I want to show somebody. Mess around, like, hey, look, yeah, you know, I got this weird thing I can do with my eyes.
Party trick.
Yeah.
Nike, Adidas, or Under Armour?
Adidas.
Favorite candy?
Favorite candy, Hershey's.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
And your ultimate dream car?
Ultimate dream car. Corvette.
Alrighty. And that concludes Rapid Fire. Before you go, I just wanted to ask you what kind of advice you might give to, you know, young students, young athletes that are aspiring to, you know, take the path you did. You know, be successful in college, and, you know, focus on education as well.
Just want to say, don't be scared. Don't let anything hold you back. Fear is the number one thing that can lead you to not really pursuing. Fear of failure or is really that holds you back from not letting you get to the next level, to let you grow as a person. So I would say just try, go hard, give 100% everything, school, working on your craft for whatever sport you play, and just in the end, just live every day, day by day. Don't see too far in the future. Just live in the moment and have fun.
Awesome. Any shout outs before we go?
I want to say shout out to my mom. family members and my girlfriend that is probably waiting on me after this interview to go get some groceries.
All righty. Well, thanks again, Nate. I really wish you the best of luck. I'll be hoping to see you on TV, you know, soon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me for an interview.